Mama, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. Today we are going over some tips on how to live on one income. And as I was writing up what I wanted to go over in today's episode, I realized that trying to cover 9 tips in one episode was going to be a lot. So I have decided that I'm going to split this episode into 2 episodes so that it's easier for you to digest and to put into action. And I can't wait to connect with you over on the One Income Family community to see how these tips are impacting you. So with that being said, let's jump into the first 5 tips of how to live on one income. Go grab a pen and paper because today's episode is chock full of information that's going to up your one income game and get you closer to sticking to that budget. Let's get it. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. How often do you find yourself throwing away your budget, all because you struggle to stick to it? You're not alone. I have done that so many times, it's not even funny. My desire right there in the moment won out against my better judgment, and all it took was one slip up for me to throw caution to the wind and give up on my budget. This would leave us in a pile of stress and overwhelm trying to make it through to the next paycheck because, yeah, we were living paycheck to paycheck and it felt impossible. But you don't have to go through that like I did. You don't have to go out and try to figure things out on your own. I can help you skip that messy middle, and together we can find money hidden in your budget and make it easier for you to stick to that budget. No more throwing the budget away for a minor slip up. And all you have to do is go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, Enell, and book a free clarity call to learn more about how I can help you. Alrighty, so are you ready? I know I'm ready, but are you ready to finally learn what these tips are that I have so that you can learn how to live on one income? Because I've got so much goodness just trapped inside this episode. Trapped isn't really a good word, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, I have so much goodness in these next 2 episodes since I split these 2 up. That is just going to really help you understand how to live on one income. It's going to give you that big picture view of what it looks like the mindset that you need, the tools that you need, the people that you need to make this really work and not be like stuck and unable to stick to that budget and just really be able to live on one income and thrive, like not be stuck, not be stagnant, not be living in that poor man's point of view, but more in a mindset of abundancy, because that is what we want. We want to live joyful, happy lives regardless of that dollar amount in our account. And it doesn't matter if you are living on $50,000, it doesn't matter if you're living on $100,000, you know, you will be able to live a joyful life if you have the right mindset. And so that is why I really wanted to go through these 9 tips, which, like I said, I have split up into 2 different episodes, so it's not so much all at once, so that you just really can take from it and glean from it the information that you need to up your one income game. So with that being said, let's dive into it, right? Okay, so point number 1, or tip number 1, is in order to live on one income, you have to know where your money's going. So you need to know where your money is going, because living on one income, it's difficult. But living on one income and not utilizing your money to its fullest potential by willy-nilly spending and then not being able to pay the bills or take care of your family because your only thought in that moment, your only thought is in that moment and it's not in the future, then you're not going to make it as a one income family. Like, you're going to struggle because you need to know where your money is going. You need to be able to take what you have and maximize it, not just spend it, if that makes sense. Like, you don't just want to say, oh, I have money, now how can I get rid of it, kind of thing, right? Because we aren't really taught how to budget, how to manage our money. And so when we're thrown out into the world, that's kind of the mindset we have, is just like, oh, I've got the money, I can spend it. As long as there's money in my account, I can spend it on whatever I want. But if you are a one-income family, you have to be very tactical on where your money is going. And if you don't know where that money is going, then you could be losing money that could be going to something that's more of a dire need, or maybe it's more of a priority than you actually think of in the moment, because you're just acting on that whim, on that desire right then and there, right? So knowing where your money is going is one of the most important things of living on one income, because it's really going to help you be able to use every dollar to its fullest. So how do you do this? You start by creating a budget. Those categories are your best friend in knowing where your money is going and knowing that it's going to a priority, to something that you actually want it to achieve, rather than just money being thrown out the window going towards something that we don't even know where it's going towards, right? Because of your budget, because of your categories, you're going to know where that money is going. Even if you are off a little bit and you don't follow the budget to its fullest, right? You're still going to know where 90% of that money is going, even if you have a little bit of a slip up. So definitely create a budget so that you know where that income is going and you are able to maximize your money instead of just, you know, using it as you get it, kind of thing. The second tip that I have is creating a budget. So if you want to live on one income, you have to have a budget, not just so that you know where your money is going, but because if you don't have a budget, then you're not going to be able to truly, again, maximize your spending. But then on another point, we want to make sure that you are actually creating an actual budget, one with categories, one with goals and desires and priorities all set behind it, rather than just setting money aside to make sure you're able to pay your bills and doing whatever with the leftover, which I did air quotes around that. I know you can't see me, but air quote leftovers that you allow to burn a hole in your pocket because that money has no place to go. So you're like, oh my gosh, what can I do with this money? How can I spend this money? I know this feeling. I've been there. I've done it so many times. Like at the beginning of my journey, this is how I budgeted. I would pay the bills and then whatever was left over, I'm like, okay, what can I do with this? What can I buy? And I'd get so excited of all the possibilities of the things that I could buy and things that I thought I needed or maybe I didn't need. I am also like the saver rather than the spender. So like 24 hours later, I was like done with that idea. So I didn't have to really worry about spending it. But we still ended up spending most of that extra money on going out to eat. And so instead of that money going towards something that actually could have furthered our financial future, it just went down the drain to all of that food that we decided to eat instead of making food at home, right? So that is why it's so important that you create an actual full picture budget. And what I suggest is by doing like a review of your last 2 to 3 months of expenses, like print off your reports, what's it called? The oh, from your bank statements. There we go. Print off your bank statements and go through those. Figure out what your categories are. Figure out where your money is going and then create that budget based off of that. Because if you just create a budget based off of what you think your numbers should be, you're not going to follow through on that. You're going to throw that budget to the wind and say, this is too hard, I don't want to do it, and go back to just spending your money willy-nilly and allowing it to burn a hole in your pocket, essentially. And so that is why it is so important to sit down, create a budget that is actually going to get you there, but it's got to be a mixture of your true goals, your true priorities, and what you're already doing so that you continue to follow it and it's not something that you just don't stick with, because that is a big reason why we don't stick to our budget. We make it impossible to follow, making it off of our dreams rather than off of reality, and then slowly tweaking it so that we can actually like reach those habits, like tweak our habits and actually complete and follow that budget, right? So when you sit down to do this, I want you to separate things into your needs, into your wants, into your wishes. So your needs are things like your house, or things like your transportation, your food, that kind of stuff that you actually have to have or you cannot survive, right? Your wants are the things that are in the moment. They're the things that you want to buy right now. So it could be coffee, it could be going to the movie, eating out, you know, whatever those small things are that you want right now. And then your wishes are your future goals. So what is it that you want in the future? Do you want to pay off debt? Is that a goal? Do you want to save for a vacation? Do you want to, grow a garden? There are so many things that you could have, right? Buy a new vehicle. There are so many dreams and future things that you want, but not just that kind. You should also be thinking about like your retirement and how much money you want saved up and how much money you want to spend every month. So when you think about your retirement, and I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but when you think about your retirement, you need to think about things like, well, how much am I living off of right now a month? Do I need to up that amount in the future? Do I need to lower that amount in the future so that I can live a joyful and happy life? And if I do, then how much money do I need saved up in order to reach that monthly amount, right? And so those are things that you need to be thinking of to actually be able to create a budget that's going to reach your true goals, your true desires, and fulfill you, make you feel like you aren't living in poverty, but actually able to reach the goals that you desire. Okay, so then tip number 3 is to give every dollar a job. Yeah, these things all kind of go together, I know, but it's so important to have these different mindsets around everything in order to achieve this whole picture one income view, right? So in order to live on one income, you have to give every dollar a job. If every dollar is already spent, you're less likely to want to buy something in that moment because you won't technically have it because it's already technically spent, right? So you're not going to fall off the bandwagon because you're going to know that that money has already been spent. Now, when you have it all in one account and instead of having it split up into separate accounts like I like to do it, it can be a little more difficult because you can look into that account and say, oh, well, I've got the money. It's all right here. I can buy whatever I want. But that's not thinking about your overall budget. You're not going, well, that money needs to go to this or that money needs to go to this. If I buy whatever I'm wanting to buy right here in the moment, what am I going to take away from reaching in the future? Like, giving every dollar a job is going to keep you from jumping into whatever it is that you want to buy in that moment. And it's going to help you stay on budget so much easier. And you do this by using a zero-based budget. So a zero-based budget is where you take your budget and your end number is a zero. So everything goes to a category, whether that's saving, whether that's spending, whether it's bills, it's separated out to where you have nothing left at the end of the month. Now, that doesn't mean that you have nothing left in your savings, but it means that you have nothing left of your income to spend on whatever willy-nilly thing that you want, right? So by taking your income that actually comes in, and even if you have extra, you need to make sure that you allocate that to a category, to a place, to a priority that you and your husband, I'm going to stress, and your husband want it to go. It's not just you. It's not just your husband. It's you together as a team achieving the goals that you both want for you, for your family, and for everyone involved, right? So make sure that you sit down and you create a zero-based budget so that you give every dollar a job and take away that temptation of spending money that you don't technically have because it's already been given a job. It's already been spent, even if it's still sitting in your account. So that's a very important way to think about it when you come to creating a budget. That money, there may be a huge amount in your account right now, but by the end of the month, it's going to be zeroed out as you spend the things that you need, right? And so if right there in that moment you give in to that temptation, there may be something down the road that you're not able to buy, and it may be a necessity, right? We don't want that. We don't want you stuck on not being able to get the things that you need. Okay, tip number 4, get your bills out of your spending money. Yes, separate them out. If you want to live on one income and you don't want to stress about your bills, you have to separate them out. This is going to take away that temptation of even if you do give in to that temptation, you're not going to be using money that you need to not go into bankruptcy, right? You're going to be able to pay your bills. You're going to be able to pay your loans. You're going to be able to take care of the things that have to be taken care of. And then if your temptation does arise, it's going to be out of the expenses that aren't as, yes, they are still important because it's like your food and it's your gas and it's your spending money, like fun money or your savings account, but there's not as much pressure on it, and something extremely bad like bankruptcy is not going to happen if you use your variable spending money, right? So that is why it's super important to separate your bills money out of your variable spending money, so that you don't have to worry about not being able to pay your bills. So this will give you an ease of mind and you won't spend that money. And it's just, it's stress off your shoulders. I know once I figured this out and I started doing this, I'm like, okay, that's one thing I don't have to stress over. Now I got to figure out how to get my variable spending under control, right? At least one part of my budget I don't have to stress about. And so this is a simple thing. All you have to do is open a checking account and transfer money into that every single payday. You can do an automatic transfer. You can do it like you calling the bank. You can do it yourself manually, however you feel comfortable doing it. I do suggest eventually setting it up as an automatic transfer once you feel comfortable doing that so that you can, you know, have one less task to do on your plate, right? Does that mean that that amount is going to stay the same? No, you might have to tweak it as like insurance goes up, or if you get a new vehicle, or if your cell phone bill lowers or rises, or your heating goes up. You know, there's lots of variables that you might have to tweak that transfer amount, but it's still going to be a lot simpler than trying to take it from your variable spending account and like stressing if you give into that temptation, because we are human. We are human. That is what we give into temptation all the time. Even as Christians, like that is something that we do. We sin. It happens. And it's how you move on from that temptation that will define how your budget goes. It will define how your one income life is. Do you stop everything that you're doing, throw caution to the wind, and just give up on whatever it is that you're doing? Or do you continue to take one step at a time, knowing that this is a difficult process, that it's hard, and that once you finally figure out what you're doing and get things under control, it's going to become easier? Does that mean that it's ever going to be 100% easy? No, you're always going to have to change things because life is going to change and you're going to be in different seasons of life, which are going to make you allocate different money in different categories and different areas of your life. But you're still going to be able to know how to do that in a simple manner and not have to stress over whether you have enough money to handle these things, right? So definitely get that money into a separate account so that you don't have to stress over paying bills. Okay, tip number 5 is to create a payday spending plan. I am going to tell you that I do have an episode coming out into the future of my payday spending, like what I do every single payday when I sit down and like move my money around kind of thing. I will be talking about that, but just to go over it lightly, in order to live on one income, you need a spending plan. And this is the payday process when you sit down and you allocate your income to the places that it needs to go, along with unplanned money that was not in the budget, right? It's more than what you budgeted. So essentially, at the beginning of the pay period, or I like to do one big overarching budget, right? I do a yearly budget. This is where my money is going to go. It's going to be set up every single month this way. And then I don't have to go and reinvent the wheel every single time. I know my base budget. I have that set out. But then I create a payday spending plan. So this is when I go down and I sit down. The money that needs to go to certain categories, so like bills, our spending, our gas, our food, that is automatically transferred. And then what's left over is where I have to go in and I have to give it a job. I have to say what savings account it's going to go to. I have to say what job, like what specific goal is it going to pay for, and then change that in my expense tracker, right? Savings tracker, not expense tracker. But I up the amount in that so that I know how much money is towards that goal that I have saved. I then will figure out, like, do I have something going on at the beginning of the week? So I'll talk to my husband. Is there something he needs added to the budget? Is there something I need added to the budget? And then I go in and I move that money where it needs to go. Sometimes it means I'm putting more money in the gas account than what I do on a base budget. Sometimes it means I'm putting more money in the bills account because I have other bills that aren't my typical bills coming out. Things like getting my teeth taken out because I just got my wisdom teeth out. Things like going to the doctors and having to deal with all of that. You know, my husband's been fighting a nasty fungal ear infection for a while. And so we're going to have lots of bills that we're going to have to take care of that isn't normally in my budgeted amount, but I have to take whatever hasn't been allocated to a category and put it in that place so that I can cover those uncommon bills. And then like the uncommon things that I have to do, maybe we've got a wedding coming up. I like to save up for those, but sometimes there's still things like I don't have it completely saved up for. So I got to use money out of our payday paycheck, right? Maybe because I do volleyball, I coach traveling volleyball. And so I need more money in the gas account, or I need more money in the food account so that I can pay for that. Then we need money so my husband can get in, like admission costs, right? So if I know what's going on, then I can tweak that and put things where it needs to go. And that's creating a payday spending plan because I'm zeroing out my budget, creating that zero-based budget. But then I'm putting the rest of that money into other categories and finishing the zero-based budget because I have more income that we've brought in than what my base budget has, right? And so that's how I have that set up. Again, I'm going to go over this more on an actual full episode and get more in depth so that you understand what it is that I'm exactly talking about. But having that payday spending plan, or other people call it like a cash flow plan, but you know, that's a little more technical. That's why I just like to call it a spending plan. But I just specify that it's for the payday because I do have other spending plans that I like to talk about. But this specific one is just to really finish out your zero-based budget for the income that is more than what you budgeted for. And that really helps you out. Now, if you have a budget and you don't have extra income coming in, then you want to budget a smaller amount, like create that overall yearly budget with smaller amount so that you do have, aka, extra income that isn't in that budget that gets transferred right away, but then it still allows you for the things that come up, the extra bills that you know you have to pay, the weddings, the sports, all that stuff that isn't normally a planned thing, but it allows you a little more wiggle room and not to feel so stressed and like you can't pay for those things, right? Okay, so I'm going to stop there because I don't want to, we're already at like 26 minutes. And so if I give you more, then it's going to end up being an hour long episode. And I just think that's a little bit much to take in all at once. So those five tips that I have, I'm going to go over them again, is to know where your money's going. And you can do that by starting a budget. Budget, like create an actual budget, and you start that by reviewing your past 2 to 3 months and expenses, and then separating them out into categories. Giving every dollar a job, and you could do that by creating a zero-based budget. Get your bills out of your spending money, so open another checking account and transfer that money right away every payday into that account so that you aren't spending that money on variable expenses, on the temptation expenses and that kind of stuff. And then create a payday spending plan, which I don't think I told you how to do that. So essentially sit down and give the rest of your unplanned dollars a job, which I know I said that multiple times, but I didn't actually say it straightforward as to what it is that you needed to do. So when you go to create that payday spending plan, which is every payday, you just sit down and you allocate those unplanned dollars to a specific category, to a specific priority, to just whatever job it is that it needs to have that's going to further your finances, going to cover whatever is going on in your life during that season, and it's going to really be able to give you a life that's not stressful because you're going to be able to take care of the things that you need to take care of. So, with that being said, I'm going to stop there. Next week, I will go over the next four. Yeah, I'll have 6, 7, 8, and 9. Yeah, I'll go over the next 4 tips, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about this. So definitely bring your thoughts, bring your ideas, bring your tips over to the One Income Family community over on Facebook, which you can get to that in the show notes. I'll have the link for you to get there easily. So I pray that today's episode has blessed you and that you have learned a lot and that you're excited to hear about the rest of the tips that I have. So for part 2 of how to live on one income, right? And again, come over to the free community and let's talk about, you know, these tips and what you've learned and the things that really were like aha takeaways, or maybe you have some tips that you'd like to share. So bring those over to the free community. And with that being said, I will see you all next Tuesday on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies. So I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.